This is Black, aka Lord Black, aka Black Wolf, and you are listening to the Ninja Please podcast.
This is the one and only Tanuki, the Macchio Metal, and you are listening to the Ninja Please podcast. Kunai, 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 shuriken, shuriken, shuriken.
This is Celeste, aka Scarlet, aka me, and you are listening to the Ninja Please podcast.
This is Starman, aka Fox Blunt, also known as Yuki the Golden Karama, host of the Ninja Please podcast. And I just would like to say thank you for listening, and be sure to like, share, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Stay tuned for more.
Hold tight.
Speaking of spoilers and manga and all that, man, like, you keep seeing these new manga of Dragon Ball Super coming out every month, but the real interesting shit is the fan stories that people been writing. It's like somebody took the time to write out some shit that we had came up with way back when. Remember what I was saying? They ought to do one about the Vegeta side of the story. Mm-hmm. Somebody already wrote that shit out and started like drawing it out and all that shit, called Dragon Ball Super V or something like that. And but it's like VE, you know what I'm saying? And it's like when Super Saiyan Blue Vegeta gets to go back and see his father and Kid Vegeta. And so he looks like the legendary Super Saiyan God. Mm. You know what I'm saying? It's supposed to be like he was the person they saw in the so-called, remember when they first told the story about the God Saiyan and all that?
Yeah.
It was supposed to be him. In some kind of time loop. Or time paradox, however you want to say it. I don't know the full ramifications of the story or where they plan on taking that one, but my biggest interest has been the Dragon Ball Super, like AF, where they talking about what's going on after the manga. But it's like right there with the manga, so it's kind of crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's like they talking about all the fan shit that they want to see, that the fans want to see going on in the manga while right. The manga's going on.
Okay.
Yeah, so they the ones that are responsible for writing out the, we get Gohan, level up in the Tournament of Power. Like, that should have happened. You know what I'm saying? But it's like on some other level shit to where you don't go Super Saiyan God, or you don't go Super Saiyan Blue or whatever, or the green shit, or you do all on. You know what I'm saying? Like, you flash through all on. Like, you, like on a ticker, like, but it was supposed to be because he was like training in the hyperbolic time chamber so much. Hmm. So his power comes from the void of time. Like the opposite of Hit, who can like use time to his advantage. It's like when Gohan goes to that place mentally where there's nothing but void, he can see all specks of the timeline. Like, he can look through different alternate Dragon Balls and shit like that. Like, series at once. So, like, on some one shit. Like, he becomes the one.
This is fan art?
Yes.
Okay.
That shit's dope, though, bro. Like, they drew it out and had an interesting story to go with that shit. Like, it was believable. Like, okay, yeah, that would be nice if it did do that, but it didn't. But the other one that I like that they are writing is about Vegeta and his training. Like, they already done went past the level of where they at in the manga with it. You know what I'm saying? They were like, oh, he got that shit. You know what I'm saying? That Hakai. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's dope. Shit's real dope.
Check that shit out.
Interesting.
Because it ain't doing nothing but building up the hype for when they come back.
Ocean.
You know what I'm saying? It's like they got free reign to take all that shit if they want to.
Yeah,
old with
Ocean.
Shit
like,
make
old.
You feel old.
Yeah, that's like, damn, that shit's 20 years. And Elfa saw some shit that make you feel old. Belly Odd Parents is 20 years old. Wow. Shout out to Bitch Hartman. Like, bro, like, Felly Art Parents is 20 years old, bro.
Almost old enough to buy cigarettes.
That shit came out when I was 17 years old.
Oh, man, wait a minute.
Yep, so he modeled it off the Denson Laboratory and everything. It's an interesting article from SciFiWire.com. SciFi.com on SciFiWire. They ran a great story on Felly Art Parents. Y'all should check it out.
That seemed like...
prayers up for DMX.
Prayers up for DMX.
Yeah, real, boy.
Please keep him in prayer.
Keep him in prayer, man. I heard the OD. Hope he's good.
Stevie Eunice. It ain't looking good, but
I hope it is. Stevie Eunice set to start Jordan Peele's next film.
Oh, shit.
I don't know what it is, but you know.
Jordan Peele's doing another spooky movie.
Oh, Netflix, Lakeith Stanfield led Yasuke.
Ready for that.
Anime. Yeah. First trailer just came out. Y'all seen it?
I haven't.
The trailer right here.
Watch it. Hit that play button, play bar. That is our way. The way. Ooh. Perhaps the old off with your head. You left in the past.
I have been searching.
I'm just a boxman. Nothing special about me. This world is full.
Wow, Lotus on an OST.
Right.
Napa Studios.
I found him. True warrior, above all else, praise for peace. But today, we fight for the future of Japan.
Yasuke, legendary black samurai.
I wonder if that's supposed to be what's the guy? What's the
April 29th?
What's the samurai's name that trained him? Get his name. There's a Netflix series out about the samurais that ran Japan.
Nobunaga.
Yeah. I wonder if that was what's his face.
Well, Chris shit. Jericho to join Stone Cold Steve Austin on the Broken Skull Sessions on April 11th.
Have y'all seen his reality TV show?
No.
He has a reality TV show. I seen like a few clips of it. It looked like it was pretty funny.
I'm check that out, man. I love Steve Austin. Baby boy with three
pieces. Three dicks?
Fresh humor. Triphilia.
Triphilia.
This one complex.
Triphilia.
What you mean you were born with three dicks, shoulder?
Hey, people born with none. People born with both. This motherfucker got three peni. Supernumerary.
You are an alien, sir. Is what you are.
One attached to the root of the penis, while the other was below the scrotum.
Yeah, so you got double dicks.
Like. Neither had urethras.
Oh, wow. So you couldn't piss with them. So
eventually, like both were removed.
Penis warts.
The procedure was.
Fuck, my bad.
That's gross.
Fucked up, dog. This dude had. Penises lined up on top of each other.
Fucked up,
man. That sounds some Florida shit.
Yeah.
It's fucked up, man.
Folks gotta quit doing drugs while you pregnant with children, dog.
Can't even blame it on that, dog.
Shit me, what is it? Fucking they cousins then?
You can't say that neither, dog. Weird shit in folks' food and folk doing other shit, bro. Like,
no, yo, man, no, man. Monsanto did not genetically modify food, and that shit don't hurt people. Yo, remember?
Speaking of modifying and fucking, like, did you see this week's episode of We Do Heller?
Yes, I did, and bruh, that's a hell of a segue.
It's just like, fuck it.
That's
bro.
A hell of a segue, boy.
Segue. All right. The winter 2021 anime has this week are wrapping up. Attack on Titan announced that you will get a part two to their series. A lot of great anime. There was a record broken on MAL as far as winter anime. This season was the first time you had at least, I think it was 10 anime rated at least an 8 or better on MAL this year for the first time.
Damn.
10 got better. 10 was rated. No, 8. I mean, a rating of 8 or better. Like, at least 10 anime that were rated at least 8 or better premiered this season. There's a lot of good anime that came out this past season. I won't run down that list. I probably should, because this is what you came here for. Wonder Ed Priority is good. I don't know. I know what the fuck is going on. This shit is kind of crazy, but it gave me Madoka vibes. So I'm fucking with it.
That gave me a Madoka vibe.
These chicks find eggs. These eggs be people that committed suicide, and they still gotta save the people so they can pass on. But at the same time, every girl gotta deal with her own bullshit. I don't know what the fuck, but yo, I'm in. This shit is good. Okay. Fucking with it. What else?
Because you not fucking people to get
the revenge. But anyway, Redo Healer, bro. Like, nah, bro. Nah, bro. What's up with your?
He ain't my boy. He ain't my boy, dog. He's not my boy, dog.
He finally got his revenge on one of the princesses this week. The finale. After last week's episode, man, where he got his revenge.
This better not be the finale. I'm going to be so pissed.
Prime rib, drinking wine.
Dog, it was so dirty. Well, you better satisfy them, because they either going to fuck you or they going to eat you. Bro. Which one? You better make sure you stay alive.
So, this week, what the hero of this anime does, when he finally gets, he starts to get revenge on someone who, in his previous life, wronged him and abused him mentally, physically, and sexually. He decides to get revenge upon them
in some of the most fucked up and inventive ways possible.
He brainwashes the victim's sister into believing that they are this lust-serving dog. And he then sits the dog on the sister. So the person he's getting revenge upon, her sister thinks she's a dog. Her sister has to fuck her. And the agreement is, if you come from her eating your pussy and doing this freaky shit, I will erase your memory. What? But if you can avoid from doing that shit, I'll let you go. She comes because she actually has a sister complex, and she's infatuated with her sister. So she's somewhat turned on about her sister getting freaky with her. So she gets freaky with the sister. From here,
cue Future.
It sounds really suck, because now we sound really pervy and bad describing Redo of Healer. Like, bro, it sounds like it sounds really dark. Okay, Redo Healer is
saying that you agree with him getting his revenge.
No, it's satisfying for him. It's satisfying to watch.
Yes, it is.
Because he's getting his revenge. You know what he goes through. But at the same time, this is no way actually trying to
condoning his actions.
Condoning or constituting that in real fucking life. This is just fiction. But goddamn, let a nigga enjoy some shit.
Yes.
Anyway, I don't know. He gets revenge on the princess. He makes him join her harem. Then at the end, he has a fucking threesome.
Believing that is his sister.
What you call it when it's four bitches? What you call it when it's five bitches? He got five bitches, and he nutted on all their faces because he don't give a fuck. And they showed
except
it.
Except for one, because she just won't.
And they showed
it
anime.
The reverse game, man.
Like, bro, he just came on all their faces, bro. Like,
yep.
Dog, they show this shit, and I'm looking at this anime like, what the fuck?
The only
like,
reason it's not a hentai or porn, because
they don't show private parts. She just sitting there like, splat. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit, bro?
They insinuate everything.
Redo Healer, I don't know what to tell y'all.
Oh, fucking, speaking of which, a goddamn Bullet in that room with posters.
Bullet fucking Bullet the missing. Wall, bro. Right. This nigga was humping the wall, then he just came on the wall.
You. I'll find you once again.
And I will make you love me. I will treat you. I'm talking about this
Bullet is this gay,
like 6'6", dark skinned, bald headed black dude.
Nah, yeah. And he is in love with this dude.
Like
he knows he's not supposed to be. And he abuses the dude at the same time. Because everybody else that was on the team with them, like in the world they live in, when you reach a certain age, your powers awaken. If you get powers, and then the kingdom will come to you and be like, hey, we need your powers for the war against the demons or whatever. This dude's power was he had the ability to heal people. But he was so weak that he would pass out every time he used his ability.
Weak, nigga. Every time he healed someone, he absorbed all their pain and trauma that
right
caused them to get hurt right in the first place.
I was gonna get to that. They didn't know that though, so they were like, "Bro, you too weak, but you got a strong ability, and we need that. So what we gonna do is we gonna hook you on this drug that will mentally detach you from everything. So
they gave him heroin.
Use your ability." Yeah, they gave him this kind of magical heroin.
They gave him
that also works as an aphrodisiac.
I mean, opioids.
They gave him heroin and they raped this nigga.
Yeah, because it also works as an aphrodisiac.
No,
but in this world, you level up by fucking.
By fucking.
And he's a healer, so you level up exponentially by fucking him.
Oh. So they rape him.
And by him fucking.
Yeah.
Like, he can fuck somebody and
level up.
But so they were fucking him. All the soldiers and shit were coming to fuck him to level up.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't watch this shit awful with no women in
the yeah episode.
This is horrible.
And the women that are in there, they doing him dirty also, because the chick he just got his revenge on last week, she was jealous of the fact that the princess was torturing him in the first place, even dealing with him. She don't like men at all. And she's obsessed and mad at the fact that you are...
Back here, I didn't want to talk about this episode last week. Let him talk his shit. Keep going.
I didn't, because it was so fucked up. She's like, the princess touches you. She sullies herself by touching you and whatever. So she fucks this dude. Like, she takes him out in the middle of the woods outside of their tents and kisses him and fucks this dude because he had been kissed by the princess and all this shit. And then throws up immediately after, like, I just kissed a man and touched a man's penis.
She got, like, phobia of men.
Yeah, she's got a phobia of men, legit. So what he does is, to get his revenge, he traps her ass. He makes his face, and he gives himself titties to look like a girl. He lets his little harem do his makeup and shit. So he goes and tricks her. Because she is raping girls out here. She's
going
to the bar and, oh, you're cute. Let me take you home with me. Yeah, she'll slip him a Mickey and, oh, let me take you home with me.
That's crazy.
She slip him a Mickey.
But he's already got poison immunity.
Yeah. But anyway, he still get kidnapped.
Yeah, he lets himself get kidnapped and keeps his dick, though. When he turns himself into a girl.
You have to drop it, though.
I did. So when she's trying to find out.
So basically, when she's trying to rape him. Yeah.
She reaches down and she's like, what the fuck? What is this?
She throws up.
Yeah, she's like, what is this business? He's like, yeah, you like that, don't you? Because he's like mentally fucking with her.
Why she's throwing up? Nigga just got them break out of the cuffs because he can fucking break down any matter. They overpowered his ass. This nigga can unheal shit, which means he can break shit. So anything he touch, he can break down. So he just breaks out of the handcuffs. And then he just proceeds to be like, he slaps in the face with his dick.
Yep, basically,
no, literally.
Yeah, that's
he
what
he slapped him with it.
And then he's like, oh yeah, so about that, you remember that dude that you used to fuck with all the time? Heal. And he paralyzes her legs.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, that's me, bitch. So guess what? We finna have a good time tonight.
He's like, I ain't
at least one of us are.
Nah, he's like, I ain't finna even rape you, though. So he goes, sits down at the table. He got some prime rib and some wine.
Six of them. He sitting on the table.
He got zombie. He has zombie. He made
ghoul
zombies.
Dudes.
Zombies that rape.
And he gives them this special made
aphrodisiac
that he made derived from the one that
and he sprays it on this bitch.
And it makes them hungry and horny. So they have
eat
to
and fuck her?
No, one or the other.
They fuck her, then eat her?
Yes.
Yeah, but she has to either satisfy them sexually so that they won't eat her until morning.
Or that's it. Or she dead.
Then they eat her. And he's like, well, you know, I'm just going to sit back and watch. That's the game. I'm not going to kill you. But this, if you win my little game, you can go free.
That's what he did. This is a terrible show. What's the name of it?
It's called Redo of Hitler. Mm-hmm. It's terrible. No, motherfucker died. You see him get eaten alive within minutes.
Yeah. I mean, she does fuck him. She fucks him. Right, the
maniacal while he's eating. Like, this nigga laughs sick. Bro, this nigga sick, bro. Yes. This shit is sick.
I mean, they fucked the dog shit out of about 3-4 times.
But this week,
they eat her.
This week, the woman who adopted him, the woman who adopted him and raised him got raped by some soldiers. So he finally got
behind. There's a lot of raping going on.
It's a lot in this anime. It's rape. Fucked up, though. So it's no music. It's a lot of rape.
The music at the beginning and the end of the show.
Felice Johnson?
It don't make you think what's happening. Right? This shit be making you think, like, oh, this is gonna be nice.
No, because he end up loving, like, his concubine, nigga. And I'm like, he ain't a bad dude. Well, he's a terrible dude. But you like him because he's a terrible
dude.
He's not justified. For me, being politically correct reasons, I cannot condone.
Nah, bro, he's justified in his fucked up.
And none of his get back. But as an anime fan, like, I appreciate you pushing the banner, because, yo, this is sick, sad, twisted shit. And I'm laughing my ass off every episode. I think you can't never do nothing worse than you do it. Which I still don't understand how this exists, but, interspecies reviewers doesn't.
Got canceled, right.
But whatever.
Y'all still want to show this, though.
Anyway, this was the last episode of Redo Healer. Redo Healer was a mother.
They had one more episode.
Redo Healer was a mother. Redo Healer was a motherfucking nine.
It was, though.
It was a nine. Yeah, Redo Healer was a nine. Yeah, I said it's a nine. Motherfucker, it's a nine, bro.
It's good, dog. It's real good.
It's satisfying to watch. It's sick. It's sick, bro. It's like, how can you give that a nine? Y'all sick. I was like, I'm sorry, bro. I've seen a lot of shit, bro. Like, it's a nine. If I have to take all the
sick
shit.
Sick for a reason.
If I have to take all the shit into accountability to be accountable, I'm going to give it an eight, bro. But the lowest score I can give Redo Healer is an eight. It's a nine, bro. It was satisfying to watch.
Yeah. That nigga sick for a reason, and he deserves his get back.
It was sick and it was satisfying to watch. Mm-hmm. Like, it was different. It was. He deserves it. It was an action.
I don't agree with all the steps he takes to get his get back, but he deserves his get back.
Yeah, it was like Game of Thrones. You got like Game of Thrones and got this shit going.
Right.
On. Come on, man.
Right.
Like, come on. We seen what the Dothraki was willing to do. Yeah. That's like what the Dothraki did. Yeah. Come on, bro. Don't pull the moral card on us here at the Ninja Please podcast.
Don't do that.
I'm just saying, Redo a Healer is.
I mean, his best friend ended up getting killed. The one person that he wasn't manipulating ended up dying. Because they were an innocent bystander.
Sometimes a good anime is trash. Sometimes a trash anime is
good.
Leave it at that.
See here. Ultron might get added to the Avengers game. I wouldn't be mad at it. I need some more villains. To fight an abomination and fucking Taskmaster all the time. We need some more villains in there.
I get tired of finding them damn robots.
Yeah, and they keep saying they're gonna add some more enemies.
Yeah, because I'm like, they make me feel like I got a master plan with Tony, so I master plan with Tony, and that shit's fun.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know I can get Cap and just kick ass. I like Tony because he's a challenge.
Yeah, man. I'm not gonna lie, I like playing with, Kate and Clint.
I haven't played with Kate yet.
I like them.
Stop it, right?
Yep. Can't make them look like the comic books, and this isn't the actors. And yeah. Speaking of which, also, the MCU skins will not be free.
I just need to give me another Iron Man suit, bro. I'm sick and tired of this Mark III, bro. Like, for real, bro. I need to get another suit.
And the ones they give you ain't all that great, bro. Like, these are not suits Tony would be using.
Like, bro, I want the superior Iron Man suit, bro. Either that, they got the black and gold one. Yeah. I ain't finna buy that bitch. I'm trying to earn it.
And they act like they don't want to give you the damn credits.
Right.
And now they done added this even harder grindstone to make you have to work even harder to get the shit.
Oh, no motherfucking. Pay that extra something.
Well, not all games have microtransactions to them, and this one you don't have to buy anything. It's just that they make it so hard.
It's an incentive. Like, if you want to pay for as you can.
Yeah. But it's like they make it so hard for you to get the credits the regular way on the game. It's like, bro.
More incentive to just go ahead and pay that little pay that little extra. They're going to buy it, man, and shit. They know what they're doing.
To earn it by just playing the game, and it's like, ain't gonna give me the suit that I want.
I told you, I had Evangelion 1.11 is out of print. Yes, although Funimation had the rights, they no longer have the rights. You can get 2.22 and 3.33. Right. 4.44 just came out in Japan and is currently the highest grossing anime movie of all time. That's just what happens in Japan. But I recently bought 1.11 again because my first one got stolen. Mm-hmm. I had to get it from Mexico. But I got the Funimation Mexican version.
Okay.
But it does come, you know, with the English dub, with the Japanese dub, and the Spanish dub. Yeah, same thing. Different English packaging. Same movie, same Blu-ray, different packaging.
Okay.
So my mail carrier missed it because I wasn't home when he bought it. And I went to the post office, and it was from Jesus, and it was April Fool's, so it's the first. So I'm in the post office thinking, I got a package from Jesus, and it's not at my house. And they was like, is that a prank? They're trying to determine if it's a prank.
Right.
Like, and no, everybody at the post office is trying to find my package, and nobody can find it, so everyone thinks it's a fucking prank.
Like, no, this really my package, dog.
My package is like, where my package? They found it, though. Shout out to the local post office. They found my package.
Sometimes they get the job done. Sometimes it takes them a minute. Well, along the same lines of Evangelion, staffers that were working behind the scenes, they get to break their NDA because the time is up. And it would seem, that the original English voice actress for Rey, Amanda Nguyen Lee, stated on Twitter, that her NDA has expired and she could go into detail.
I met her at the con.
And she said that the script was awful, in quotation marks. So apparently the script was almost used 25 years prior in the English version. And it was too ridiculous. It was deemed too ridiculous by other members of the cast, so they rewrote it.
That script was ridiculous. And to step off, we're using a script that actually makes sense. If only Netflix had the balls to do that, I think the performances of the new crew would have been even stellar. I actually went back and rewatched the new Evangelion redub that they did on Netflix. It's not better than the original. I don't know why they redubbed it, bro. I could see if they updated the language, or if they took it further with, like, you know, the script to make the script better. But, bro, it just wasn't it. So I'll side with Amanda on this one, straight up.
Right. And here it says she has also done other voice work, so she's not just somebody you wouldn't know. She's also done work on Persona. And she was Heather Mason in Silent Hill. She's also done work on Golden Boy, Devil Hunter Yoko, and Gunsmith Cats.
Hell yeah, man. I love her.
So she's not somebody in the game that's just saying this. It's somebody who knows what they're talking about.
Yeah, I met her years ago.
I mean, this one you can just say outright.
What?
Ramiro Alanis, God of Florida, wrote the Guinness Book of World Records record for watching Avengers Endgame 191 times.
Shout out, man. Whatever the fuck. Like, shout out, bro.
You want to read the bullet points for it? Okay. Specifically, he broke the record for most cinema productions attended. Same film. Each viewing was in a movie. This man went to the movie theater. It was unclear how many he went to, and if he had to buy private showings because of COVID.
He watched Endgame 191 times in 94 days, beginning April
26, 2019. How you do that in 91 days? That's 191 times in 94 days.
I bro, don't know.
Mouth. Who got a calculator? Pull it up. Anyway, let's keep going.
Yeah, scroll that down again. Yeah, a little further. That's the tweet. Yeah. I want to see the rest of the bullet points on it. The most difficult part about the attempt was giving up my social life with my family and the gym. I lost 16 pounds of muscle and managed my work hours and screening times at the theaters. He said the support I got from family, friends, managers, and staff from the theaters that I visited is what helped him get to the end of it. I can imagine, like, what kind of fucking manager at work? What job you got that lets you do this?
Bro, you tell your job, I want to break the Guinness World Record of watching. I want to break a Guinness World Record. You know, people get hyped by that shit, bro. Like, you know what? If I was a manager and one of my employees tell me he's trying to break a Guinness World Record so he can't work Friday, I'm like, bro, you got it off. Like,
you got it off. Every Saturday and Sunday and Monday. Like, fuck out of my office, boy.
Right. Like, bro, that ain't some shit you play with. Like, you don't play with niggas, people dying in your family. I don't want you to give me no fake funerals. You need a day off.
Right.
Bro, if a motherfucker ever tell me, if a dude ever tell me, if any woman, man, or anyone ever tells me they need the day off because they're trying to break a Guinness World Record,
I don't care what it is. Go ahead.
I'm firing. You got the fucking day off.
I'm firing him.
Why would you fire him?
No, you ain't.
Because number one, I'm a tyrant, all right? I expect complete 100% loyalty to these companies. I want you here every single day. The only days you get off are Christmas Eve, Easter, that's it. Okay. Other than that, you're at work or you're fired.
Okay.
And you'll be replaced by a robot.
Okay.
Bro, you bullshitting. You ain't gonna fire nobody.
Speaking of which, Boston Dynamics just rolled out their first official assembly line
shooting
robot.
Yeah,
but
that's all good. I got an EMP. I got a microwave for them.
Oh, go back though. The guy said he tried a similar record years ago, where he tried to watch the whole thing, the whole Avengers or the whole MCU thing in a marathon sitting. Yeah, Sony's in trouble because they.
There you go. Yeah, that's how he was able to get everyone to give him the okay. He told me he was trying to break a Guinness World Record.
Yeah.
And he said planned accordingly.
Yeah, he tried something else, and he tried to watch the entire 22 film history sitting as a movie marathon. He said that took about 61 hours. This guy spent 573 hours watching Endgame.
Essentially, 9 Marvel movie marathons of the same movie in 94 days. That's impressive. Congratulations, bro. Like, I'm Austin saying, Atlantis, bro. Straight up, bro.
You got this.
You did that, bro. You a fan. I don't recognize your face, nigga, but if I ever see you in the club, I'm going to dap you up. I'm going to buy you a motherfucking beer.
Because
you did that shit, bro. You get a free beer from me from life, nigga. You get one. Like Spider-Man.
They say that DMX is off of life support and is breathing on his own now.
Yeah.
Breaking news. Fine, there we
I'm
go.
Glad he good. Shout out. Dark Man.
That's a step forward. Well, Sony's in trouble again. Breaking support for PlayStation and fucking the Vita.
They put that shit in life support. They're like, we done with it.
I mean, you can pretty much hack a Vita now and put whatever you want on there now.
I mean, you could do it back then, too. I mean, PlayStation 3s are like the most jailbroken console think of now, because you could put just...
I didn't even know they still had the store open for them.
Oh, it was. And the messed up thing is a lot of developers for the Vita didn't get a notice. They were developing games, still thinking they were going to get support.
Why?
The Vita was still getting support. They still had the store. People were still buying games. People still have Vitas now.
I had a Vita.
Yes, people still got them.
I just figured that, I mean, you know, the PlayStation 5 is coming out. They're going to probably come out with another handheld console sooner or later.
They're not. People are getting away from the handheld. Nintendo kind of cornered the market having their home console be integrated with the fucking mobile console.
Yeah, that Switch shit is fire, but...
Yeah.
I mean, but I would still expect PlayStation to come out with a handheld console.
They just... Once they came out with the Vita, it seemed like they stopped there. They didn't want to go no further. And it's sad, because the PSP was perfect.
Yeah, I had a PSP at work, and it was jailbroken. I had Grand Theft Auto. I had Tekken.
Thing was perfect, man.
Had a few other games on there, and instead of working, I'd spend my time playing Tekken. Right. So, I mean, it was great.
Then it had that remote play integration, and you could do the second screen on it. That shit was dope.
Very good for its time, and the battery on there was pretty great.
Oh, yeah.
For the time.
Oh, yeah.
The little disc was ahead of its time, but I like the fact that, you know, can just use flash and jailbreak it and put whatever you want to on there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it could play just about any video file, video format.
So, they're no longer supporting Restore at all.
So, it's officially dead now. If you still got a PS3 out there,
better get your games off eBay.
Yeah, go ahead and jailbreak it and do what you're going to do and call it a day.
The glorified Blu-ray player now.
Yeah, at this point. Yeah, Anthem's dead, dog. It don't matter. Anthem is dead. The director left. You know, they dead.
So you going, is that shit done? They faked everybody out.
Yeah, that game dead, bro. They talking about we ain't going to follow the fucking roadmap anymore. We're not doing no updates. We're not revamping it. We just going to continue support for the game as is until we don't. I've gone ahead and deleted it at this point. Like, bruh.
Oh, you deleted off your shit?
Y'all ain't finna come out with no more updates. Y'all not continuing support for the game. No updates, no new content. What's the use in playing it? Yeah, because they... part of what they were about at the beginning.
And so NFT on that ass!
That's really what the fans are mad about. It's like, bro, y'all wasn't about none of that shit.
Like, why they make such a big deal about that shit?
Because I feel like they halfway understand.
That. No, the gorillas weren't about none of that industrialization type stuff at all.
No, so. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm talking about when it comes to NFT.
But I feel like
what makes them so.
Well, we'll see in a minute when we.
What makes them so bad for the economy?
Scroll it down.
I mean, not the economy.
The environment. Bitcoin mining is a heavily. It uses a lot of energy to mine coins, but people stake shit now. They don't mine them as well. I mean, well, I'm not gonna say that. There's whole countries that they got whole cities that mine shit, but I feel like. I need to read this article first. I'm like, you can't really understand. You can't say this is a bad thing because the NFTs are kind of decentralizing the music industry. You don't have to have a record label to put something out. You as an artist can put something directly to a consumer.
It's telling you right there.
One of the things
some of the numbers are quite shocking. Wired did a piece breaking down the effect of NFT in the article. They detailed how an artist sold six for thousands of dollars, and just the sale alone consumed 8.7 megawatt hours of energy. The average American household uses about 11 megawatt hours per year.
But I mean, that's not necessarily the NFTs producing it. That's the people trying to consume itself and look at it itself. Like, I mean, it created a hype.
But that means you just got to go back and look at what the study was itself.
God,
we got to see the extra details of that.
Going down?
That's really what it is. They're just talking about the fact that it is using so much energy to do it.
Not necessarily them making an NFT.
Yeah, it's just the fact that
takes a lot of energy
to actually do it. Yeah. But that's like what you were saying, like that might have been a cumulative calculation of all the people trying to look at it when the bid was happening.
Yeah.
So there's no specifics on how they studied this.
Yeah.
So you do have to take that into account.
Bro, them tokens, that damn Catch Me Outside girl, god dang. She sold She sold her original meme as an NFT. She been trying to sue Dr. Phil, and she opened up her OnlyFans just the other day.
Made like $1 million
in 6 hours.
People couldn't wait to see that little 18-year-old little girl. Like y'all,
that just
perverts.
Goes to show how perverted y'all motherfuckers are. Y'all perfect. Waited.
Y'all couldn't wait.
Y'all waited for that.
Hours, bro. $1 million.
Yes.
Just like that.
You 18 yet? Nope.
All right. Exactly.
That won't stop Tiger.
Boy, listen.
I know, right? I had been said that shit. Like, yo, that nigga's goddamn.
The original creep.
I'm trying to told you, boy.
Super Chester Molester.
That's crazy.
Got in there and got on his way.
Look out your tongue, girls want to have fun.
Well, there's an app, as you can see here, called System Update. I mean, if it's not already on your phone and you have to download it, that should tell you everything, bro. I mean,
that is why.
That's that shit to get them old folk, man.
Yeah.
A malicious Trojan virus that's perpetrating as System Update.
That's a fire remote access Trojan.
Right, motherfuckers can rat. Hack your shit.
That's a rat, bitch.
That sounds like
digital rat, bitch.
That sounds like an Android problem.
Excuse me. I mean,
because I would never see that shit.
Right. I'm not finna fuck that up. My system update is already there, and it just tells me, hey, man, you need to update this.
Not even, because I always manually update my shit. So.
Yeah.
Right.
And then a little automatic update do it by itself, so boom. I'm covered both ways, so fuck that. I don't even see no apps pop up on my shit trying to even
tell me about that shit.
Right. I ain't getting no notification from nowhere.
The download call like system update.
Like, that's, it gets them old folk. Like, they
it's like the IRS. Hey, send $1,000 in gift cards.
Right.
And Kroger gift cards to us, or we're going to take you to jail. Okay.
Right.
What? Because you owe us tax money. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, the man, Harold.
Last.
Wait a minute. Let me get my wallet. Are you sure?
Let me get my check. What's the IRS? He say he's Mr. IRS, man.
Who Irish? I don't know no Irish.
It's the IRS, honey, from the Texas.
Irish.
He said his name is Quimby McCombo.
You mean that pretty black thing on that flash show?
Hey, she got a big old little booty, that girl.
That on that flash show, that Irish.
She got a nice little booty on her.
I don't know no Irish.
Last
that Irish, you know, carrots. Where my weed at, woman? Don't even hide my pipe, bitch.
Like this shit, she's still on the phone with Buddy trying to get this money from
I
her.
I got this pipe. I told you how I got this pipe, right? Hey, Buddy, listen to you, folks. I got this pipe when I was out in Vietnam. And one night, it was this tall motherfucker from the crustaceans. Goddamn lot in that monster. Said he want $350. Oh, I gave him $350, but inflation, boy, that got them $12. That got them $12. Got me from $12. He said he wanted $350.
For crustacean.
I ain't seen them.
Boy, you hear me, boy?
Got cookies.
Wake
yet
up, boy. All right, boy, go on and get my lean stick.
This is my lean stick.
Lean stick. Your grandma, I don't know what she talking about, but go on snap them peas, though.
Talking about some bitch named Iris. I got a Irish. Her
I
chick.
Don't know no Irish. That's that fancy lady on that flash loop. I had that damn speed, folks. Boy, I'm already admitted, man.
Speed.
I was Owl Man. That's what they call me, Owl Man. I lash all day, baby. I be your lower, super low. Super freak.
Oh my God. Watching Flash talking that shit.
Right. Old man watching Flash. He don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Trying to get money from a damn scam and it ain't happening. He's sitting on the phone like, bro, that thing. He said he was going to get a checkbook. Now he talking about the Flash or some shit.
Said Iris, bro.
Yeah, he said some bitch named Iris. He wanted to fuck her for an hour or something. I don't know what the hell this man talking about. He gonna burn up, bro. He said he gonna burn up with his crack pipe. He got it in Korea.
He was burning KFI and busting that shit down to be another on. That's what he was doing. So me and Ocean participated into the mass burning of digital currency. Ocean.
All right. So last week, there's an exchange called Clever. And they have, it's a native Tron exchange. Tron, it goes by TRX. And what they were doing was offering their token, which is called KLV or Clever. They were offering a buyback of it. So if you put in so many KLV, they're going to give you their new token, which is going to be called KFI. And so they burned off some
600 million.
Yeah, 600 million tokens.
Tokens.
For a share of 100,000 KFI. So when it first came out, each KFI token was worth about $600.
Okay.
It's been fluctuating as far down as four. But it's in between four and six, and it's going to
when I bounce. Bought in, it was around 340. So for, you know, I get like three, for $50, I got about 340,000 of them.
Okay.
But that wasn't enough.
Right.
You know, I wasn't enough. You needed, I would have had to buy $150 worth in order to like completely, because I was in fear they weren't going to give me, when they burned them off and made a new coin, I wasn't going to get it back. But they end up giving me the amount back.
Just in KFI?
Yeah, they gave No. Yeah, they gave me KFI. Yeah. Like, I turned it into Clever. They returned it as KFI.
So you got the equivalent of what you put in the other coin?
Hell yeah. No. Bro, I lost by half. Damn. But the coin fluctuates. So right now, it's standing around 30.
Okay.
It was 26 the other day. Now it's standing around 30. It was based off a $50 investment, but it was actually less due to a fucking tax and penalty that I had to pay on it. So I don't even think it was a full 50. I think I got 40 something, bro.
Yeah, because initially you needed, like you said, you needed 1,000 KLV, and I gave him some bad information.
I only had 300.
Right. I didn't tell him. I didn't see that in there. I missed that completely, and then I saw that shit bright as day on the other. She's like, oh shit, I might have told you something bad. Damn. But like I said, it fluctuates between 400 and 400 and 600. And what people are doing when they got it, they're exchanging it for
apples.
They're exchanging it for Tron TRX. So you're seeing TRX keep going teeter-tottering and up and down like that. So it's what's going on with it. This coin is going to be listed on other exchanges. And when it does, it'll probably stable out about 600 and probably go from there. If you want to go ahead and get your money out of it, wait till it gets around 500 and convert it to like a USD and pull it out. But I would hold it for a year.
I'm gonna see what it does.
Yeah, I would hold
like
it for
I'm
you.
I'm locked in. At this point, I'm locked in. I'm trying to at least get it over 50 USD before I even touch it. At this point, like the fact that it's this low, at some point I think it may be higher. So I'm gonna just hold it and see what happens with it.
Generally, what you
because honestly, all the investments that I made with crypto, like because the stock market has been plummeting with the SP and the you know NYSE doing an up and down thing, like crypto, it's pretty much been like the main profit increaser in the past couple weeks with how the market's been fluctuating.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Coinbase.
I like
$20 using off of free Coinbase. I have made $20 off of and within 3 weeks I made $20 off of
the free rewards crypto.
Rewards crypto on Coinbase. It increased $20 since I got it for free.
That's why I tell people, if nothing else,
you ain't gotta touch it.
Yeah, I say if nothing else,
messed with my Coinbase.
I'm telling you, if nothing else, go in there and go in the rewards section
and get the
free
videos.
And get the free.
All the answers on Reddit.
It's not even that. It's not even that. You don't even have to be right. If you're wrong, it'll go back to the thing. Just click the other answer.
Yeah, it'll say try it again.
It's a try it again. Try it. Keep clicking until you get it right.
No fucking. What do they call that? No detriment. What is it? There's no
penalty for
it. Yeah, no penalty.
Yeah, like if you get it wrong, they just tell you click the right go button, back, motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah, just try it.
And you know, it's only one. It's like 1 minute view. You don't have to go through them. Just skip them, go to the answers, and click them until you feel like it's right.
It's the scotch that drinks like a cognac. That's what I meant to tell you.
So I don't drink cognac, so I wouldn't even know the difference.
Nah. I've had some VSOP lately, but I'm not a cognac fan.
Scotch. It's a scotch, but it kind of hit like cognac.
Yeah, I don't.
It's a Great King blended scotch artist blend.
But Pundi is another one that is going to have a coin buyback. And Pundi, NPXX is the ticker for Pundi, and it's about to be Pundi X. So they're doing a token reduction, which what this does, what crypto is, the thing about crypto is that they say, hey, money, whenever they feel like it, they can just print more of that shit. They can put more of it into circulation. So by that definition, money itself doesn't have the same value. It just doesn't. Like if you have $100 now, they put $2 trillion into circulation in 10 years, your $100 is not worth $100 anymore. Crypto is designed to where they're reducing the amount of circulation of tokens and coins that they have. So it gives it a finite value, and it gives it a value that's intrinsic on how many coins are available and market cap space and all that good shit like that. So when they reduce these coins and they give you other alternatives,
come on.
They're essentially reducing the circulation of these coins. And so that gives it value. So Pundi is trading below a penny.
Okay.
So, you know, you can get you, 38,000 of them for about $200.
Right.
If you burn it off and you get some Pundi X, it'll probably be less circulation. So those coins that are worth... those coins that are worth less than a penny will probably be worth a few dollars. Like how the KLV went from 10 cents to the KFI and it turned to $600 a coin.
That's if you got it back then. You know what I'm saying? If I would have got it on that sense. But it was pretty cool for the burn, for the experience, because this crypto just going to be something else. Like one day you're going to look at your wallet and you're going to realize you have a coin that was free. And now it's worth hundreds of dollars.
That's what Pi and B are. You mine those for free on your phone. In 5 years, those things are going to be worth like actual money. They're worth fractions of fractions of fractions of pennies now. Like Pi is on his way to having a wallet and an exchange probably within the next couple of...
They got the wallet.
Their exchange is going to be next, so... Everything that you mine and your Pi, which is free now, it's gonna be worth some money.
I really just want the bottle.
Waka Faka and the OJ Juice Man Beef. Yo, you weak ass mama motherfucker. Fuck both of y'all.
How you gonna say that, OJ? Like, you ain't he made no shit different. Relevant in a long time. Talking about you OJ, just a bag Juice boy. Man, Waka Faka like,
apparently have beef.
But you running around here talking about eating zebra meat hamburgers and shit.
I mean, you know, Waka
Faka's mom was the manager for both of them. So, you know, let's hopefully they can, you know, handle that without no.
Without Waka Flocka's 6'6 right. ass punching little right, OJ.
Black, this for you. Black, this for you. Lord Black. Robert Pattinson's The Batman reportedly is set on Earth 2.
I don't want to see him as a Batman, man.
I mean, I don't see it. The same thing I said, man. It's just setting the way for them to go ahead and introduce Calvin Ellis, man. And if you don't know who Calvin Ellis is, that's the Black Superman.
That's who Michael B. Jordan's supposed to be rumored to be taking over as in the next year when that shit come out.
So it would make sense for it to be in Earth 2. But that also opened the door for all these extra alternative storylines for DC to come out that's not associated with the Justice League in any kind of way.
They also dropped that Flash is supposed to drop in 22, so it's still in production. It has not been canceled.
Well, I have a story now from IGN. Basically, HBO Max is trying to double dip. They got certain movies on Netflix that they want to release exclusively on Peacock, but they're already on Netflix. So now they're trying to pull some of these movies from Netflix, put them on Peacock.
I'm cool with that because I got both, so I watch them.
I don't have Peacock.
The fuck is on Peacock, bro?
Lots of shit.
What, nigga? Break it down.
Viacom.
Yeah.
It was Viacom.
Yeah, pretty much.
VH1, MTV, BET.
Yeah, all that old shit from there is on there. You can watch, like,
Peacock. Can I watch like Love and Fucking Hip Hop? Is that on there?
Yeah. Dog, I was watching Flavor of Love.
What you... Nigga, I like Love and Hip Hop, nigga. I like Love and Hip Hop, nigga.
We grew up in the age of Flavor of Love and shit, bro. Yeah, like, bro, I love Love and Hip Hop, more ratchet. That's what I call it.
Ratchet TV. I love all this shit. Black Ink
Crew. Just a little too mad niggerish for my blood, dog. I can't deal with that.
Nigga shit. Whole lot of nigga shit.
Whole lot of nigga shit.
Yeah.
I just can't. I have a nigga shit limit.
Mine's pretty high.
I mean, I can deal with a lot of nigga shit, but once it gets too ignorant, I'm like, bro, I'm out of here. I can't. I'm done.
Things a white man where she can say 400, Alex.
Niggers. I mean, niggers.
Nigga shit.
Right. My neighborhood, I can deal with only so much nigger shit, and then I got to say, look, this now, mine? I got to deal with this. No, that's mine.
What Dave Chappelle say, every time he does a concert, is nigga this, nigga that, nigga, nigga, nigga. Is that coming from my concert or your house?
Right, like, I need to know.
Am I saying it or are you?
Well, the showrunner from The Defenders is going to make a new Transformers movies in the works. Like, y'all need to goddamn leave as the set becomes alone, bro.
No, I mean, if they gonna make that shit anything close to down, like how that damn shit was gonna be on.
Break it down. Cause the Netflix shit, like, yeah, bro.
If it was gonna be anything like that, I won't. What we got here. It's untitled and has an all-star creative team.
Yeah.
Charm City Kings, Angel Manuel Soto. Bless you.
Thank you. Charm City.
Paramount made a blind script commitment. So evidently there isn't a screenplay in place yet. There's another Transformers movie on the way from Creed 2 director Stephen Caple Jr.
That's because Michael B. Jordan is directing the third Creed movie.
Right. And this one will follow the other the Transformers movies that have come before. So this won't be in that timeline. Before taking over as co-showrunner and co-creator of The Defenders, Ramirez worked on shows like Daredevil and Sons of Anarchy. Soto debuted on Charm City Kings with solid reviews last year. Well, I mean, recently tapped to direct Blue Beetle.
Blue Beetle? Ooh. I want to see that. You know, I fought Blue Beetle.
Okay.
Bruh! Apparently, the Batman Affleck film scrapped. The introduction to Batgirl, and I'm so disappointed.
Yeah, because we ain't seen Barbara Gordon since fucking...
Bullshit.
Yeah, what was her name? Alicia Silverstone.
Not Barbara Gordon.
Yeah, because she was Alfred's fucking niece. They just
shit.
Came up with some bullshit story.
Right. Want that shit. Where is Barbara Gordon?
Right. Like, we've had Commissioner Gordon in all these Batman movies, and not one time did we see his children.
Man.
Well, all I know is they talk about that Black Adam movie supposed to be like the damn Black Panther of DC.
Yeah.
That's what The Rock trying to sell.
Yeah, that's what he's been selling it at.
Trying to buy it, but nigga can't be bullshitting.
Then you got your boy playing Hulk, Hulk Man. What's his name?
You tell me, he ain't my boy.
Yes, he your boy, dog. That nigga that y'all said look like me in that one show, that tall motherfucker. Is it Hodges or something? Aldis Hodges or something like that?
Oh, I have no idea. It might be.
You got it, bro. But, man, we're going with no bro.
All right, oh, shit.
So, Ocean, you gonna have me watch Conflicted, brother? Griselda movie. Streaming right now live on Amazon Prime. And we got to do Snowfall too, bro. What the fuck you think we got going on, Ocean?
So, dude, let's do Snowfall first.
All right, let's go. We got to talk
Franklin's
about
in some shit.
Franklin's in some shit, bro. And of all people, bro, like an inside rat, I didn't think that reporter would get that deep. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know who she be able to penetrate.
I mean, the CIA virtually came to her house and gave her everything that she needed. She just needed an official source. And the violence from the fallout with Leon, you know, it's people. I don't know what that is. I'm shooting it.
No, your energy is right.
You got to keep shooting it, bro. Snowfall, man.
I'm trying to say. Okay, Franklin. He's fucked up in more ways than one. And his plug is fucked up, too. His plug is all hopped up on Colombian Bam Bam.
That good shit.
But
I got it up.
But he's also finding out
he on another level.
He's also finding out that with the CIA he's finding out that he's finding out that the other guy, the Israeli, was one and the same. He was in the Israeli forces, intelligence forces at one time, and then he wasn't. You know, he was a good guy, then he wasn't. Now he's running guns to try to fund the war in Nicaragua.
Top corner, that's your map. It tells you where to go.
Oh, okay. Follow that triangle. Gotcha. And on top of that, again, Leon made the mistake of shooting up a car that had a kid in it.
Leon's dealing with the fallout of that killing. And while Fatback took the whole shit in stride, he took the fall for it. He ended up getting out on bail and ended up getting his fucking guts ripped out of his fucking midsection on some violent murder shit. And even with that shit going on, Leon trying to go back to the projects, the OG gang members are like, no, nigga, who the fuck is you? You can't come around here. You didn't do us right. Now step. So now he's trying to turn to Jerome, an OG, to try to get game on how to like talk to another OG. Cause this nigga like, bro, we don't shoot, we fight. You took your shirt off on the little nigga, like, bro, let's go. Like how Godzilla checked King Kong, that's how he checked the little nigga. Afro and all, looked at him like, nigga, like, let's go. You can beat my ass. I do what the fuck you want to do.
Damn.
When a nigga come with you with that kind of energy, bro, if you can't match that, if you can't pass that energy,
you might want to step back.
Bro, you got to. At this point, you got to either,
what the fuck,
you got to be
that?
Able to beat his ass and resist the urge to kill, or you got to be able to fight and know that you might get killed because someone might misconstrue your energy.
Yeah, true enough. That's the way it goes.
Yeah.
You gotta make sure you the one that comes out of that.
You gotta have some either overwhelming force, because, I mean, you're not finna one-on-one this motherfucker at all. It was a guy who was, you know, Leon described him as like 5'7", 160 pounds. This dude was probably like 6'3", 6'4", 220 solid muscle. Shit. Like he was training to be Mr. Olympia.
Nah, he actually was an amateur boxer that went... was supposed to go pro, but ended up going to jail. So this motherfucker already feel like knocking a nigga out at any given time. Cause why not? You must have forgot.
Right. Like, bro, this is just practicing me.
But I feel where Leon come. I feel like the situation with Leon is just like, bro, you got to, you know what I'm saying? You got to do stuff for folks around here. You got to handle business. And it's fucked up because the big twist came when his old girl was about to get him some information that would have definitely helped him out. But he told her to get the fuck on because he knows she a crackhead.
Yeah.
She really was about to damn put them ahead of the whole curve. But he ain't want to listen. And it's just the thing about Leon is Leon, he can't accept the reality of what's going on. He don't like accept the things that are not within his control.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because he don't like to feel powerless. No one does. But Leon got a bad way of, like, reacting when it come down to it is he can't, he's too personal. For him, it ain't about the money. It's about, we ain't got nothing else going on. This is life. He ain't looking at the shit as like no goal. He just looking at it as like, where I wake up and this is my reality.
Right.
Like, this is just what's going on. Right, this is what I got. You know what I'm saying? He ain't got no, he ain't really got no stake in it, but he's seeing real shit go down. But I feel like Leon doesn't know what it's like to be held accountable.
That, and he's still young and reckless too, like he said. I mean, the dude he was talking to was probably 10, 15 years his senior, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Why is nobody trying to help a nigga?
And he know he want no smoke with him.
Yeah. It's like, you either got to find you a baseball bat and sneak him, or you're going to have to come back another time. You're not finna fight him one-on-one. It's not happening.
Oh, okay. He's one of them type of guys.
Yeah, like I said, he's training to be Mr. Olympia. Like, he's one of, like... like Terry Crews big.
Yeah, fuck that. Nah, bro, he ain't with it. But the only way you're gonna get rid of him is you kill him. If you do that, it's you ain't never have peace.
Right. And he's the other guy's cousin. Fatback was his cousin, and Fatback died.
That's the only reason these people even like, that's your blood. That's the only reason they giving him a pass, cause they were just like, bro, how you out? And he dead. How he dead and you just walking around, bro, they was supposed
something
to get you.
Something had to have happened. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, so he already got that going on, so he's got to kind of cover for that, too.
Bro, they want him dead.
Yeah, that's a $5,000 bounty.
They learned the bounty been expanded to anybody in Franklin's crew. It's a bounty on anybody of them here. So shit, it's really tough. How you feel about Franklin's mistress? His love?
I feel like she probably going to come back to bite him.
I'm getting bad vibes, bro. I'm really getting bad vibes. Hearing that damn shedding tears, she fucking massaging his head. I'm like, bruh, I don't know.
Damn, was it just me out here?
Yeah, it is, actually.
But, Snowfall, man.
Yeah, I was about to say, you don't have to stick around there.
Snowfall this week, man, was really good. We're going down the venture. We learned that Snowfall was renewed for season 5. We're going to see what this season go, and there's going to have to be a next season.
Yeah.
It kind of sucks that they kind of tell us it's renewed, because now we know something coming. Like, damn, I killed a surprise.
Yeah, I was about to say, that was kind of like the allure of Snowfall, is what's going to happen in this season and does it continue.
Right.
That's kind of what Power had at first, until you kind of knew that it was going to carry on beyond this point. And then it's like, well, that takes the allure all the way away from this. Like, I know that it's going to continue beyond the characters y'all made me get attached to.
Right.
He's got a shield. Yeah, you got to shoot the shield, then shoot him. Now watch out for that shit, because they will kill you cheaply with that bullshit. Motherfuckers will drop their little transport pod on you, and there's no warning, so you don't know where it'll drop at.
All right, Ocean, you got Snowfall out of the way. What was the next one?
Conflicted.
Conflicted. Let's do it. Do, 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 do.
Hood movie, man. A guy gets out of prison. He wants to... Guy gets out of prison. He wants to have a better life. He doesn't want to go back to his old ways. He's telling a friend of his, like, hey... if you continue down the same path, you know, it's going, you know, it's only a couple ways it's going to end for you. So the friend that he was talking to ends up trying to bully some people. He runs them off the block. He says, hey, if you're not buying drugs from us, you're not getting drugs from nowhere.
Pistol weapon.
Yep. Damn. Broad daylight. Like, damn, bro, it's disrespectful.
Damn, Benny. Pistol weapon.
Yep. So after he disrespect him up, you know, some retaliation, some people set him up, he gets shot in the face in the middle of the day, bam, that's it. Now, buddy, that's his friend, he learns that, hey, this is what's going on, so Every time I try to leave, suck me back in.
Yeah, okay. Old dude who just got out of jail, that was his little cousin. Mm-hmm. His little cousin's mama asked him, yo, you need to get your cousin dying straight because I think you're on the wrong path. Try to correct his cousin, like, cuz, this is exactly what you're doing now is what sent me to jail. I done gave these ducks too much time. I'm not giving them no more. You need to let this shit go, bro, because this is, you end up either dead or in jail, bro. Shit, you gotta let it go. So, because, no, after he do the pistol whip shit, a bounty get put on him. And one day, while he's posted at the crib, at the spot, at the trap, like, somebody come and whack him. He go to take a piss.
He goes to go make a. He goes to go sell some drugs.
Oh yeah.
And
boom,
he's behind the corner getting his re-up. Getting his stash.
Fuck, he was taking a piss.
Getting his stash out. And when he was bent over getting his stash, dude shot him in the face.
Damn, son. Cold as ice.
Yep. And run up on a bear, get mauled, little nigga. After that, you know, saying he gets drawn back in. The guy who was a convict or whatever, mm-hmm, gets drawn back in, and you know they kind of put two and two together. He's the person that did the revenge hit, so some people trying to get at him, and also, you know, he's fresh out, so he's trying to date some women and shit like that. So the chick that he's actually smashing, he actually killed her brother.
That's the big twist. Like, that's the biggest twist in it.
Did he know that beforehand?
No, he didn't know it till she described his name and who he was. And then one day he end up, that was the revelation that the dude he end up, the first person he ever killed would end up being her brother.
Damn.
You know,
that's fucked up.
Now, what's fucked up is somebody snitches on him and tells old girl that he did it before he had a chance to tell her.
Supposed to be his homeboy.
Oh, man.
And his homeboy is also a rapist.
Man, because his baby mom, like, I guess what his would-be baby mama is fucking his partner. And, you know what I'm saying, he don't really give a fuck, but his partner really uptight about the bitch. I'm talking about abusing her. He raped her. There was a rape scene in this movie.
Damn.
Yeah, she was crazy.
I ain't need that.
Yeah,
I ain't need that shit, bro. Like, he just, you know what I'm saying? Just like, I need
this
that.
This shit actually sounds pretty fucking compelling. Like, I want to see this.
Like I said, it was all right. And then my other guy from Griselda, Fly Guy,
damn, Maybach, killed the nigga in broad daylight
and left.
Like, it had nothing to do with shit.
Nah, it's because it's a part two of this movie, so.
All right, go.
After they end up knocking off a dude who was dealing with some made Italians. The Italians are the ones that called up West Side Gun, and they're like, hey, you know, we got a job for you.
No, because that's when old buddy who was conflicted, he went into the Italian restaurant and talked to the dude and was like, I need your help with something.
Yeah.
So they ordered West Side Gun to pull up on something nigga. What'd he do?
He pulled up in the Maybach and he asked He asked for the smoke. Y'all got a 3-5s out here in the middle of the projects, pulled up in the, you know, in the orange, in the burnt orange Maybach.
Right.
Pulled out the fucking Taurus Judge, you know, 454 Casal 410 shotgun slug revolver, and foom, 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 foom. Put all 5 of them in a motherfucker. Asked them, you know, y'all still got the weed?
Yeah.
They got it. He paid them more. You know, he paid them probably, you know, a stack or two. Said, you know, we good. And then that was to be continued. Oh, but before all that,
$100, he ain't give him a stack. That nigga gave that nigga three. That nigga gave that nigga 420s, nigga.
Hell
like,
no.
He ain't get that nigga shit. He bought the weed and was just like, you better not say nothing.
No, I thought he handed him like,
fuck that. He got down, bought the weed and said, don't say nothing. That helped me sleep better.
That helped me sleep. No. Shit.
Yo, what's up with hell? Nah, it was
Now after that, there's some retaliation on the guy who was conflicted initially.
Okay.
Some people come out and pull out the Draco. And whenever you see a nigga with a Draco that does not have a stock on it, just know he's finna kill everybody he doesn't intend to. So, he done shot up the lady.
Everybody he doesn't intend to.
Whenever you see somebody with a big ass fucking pistol that shoots a high caliber round with no fucking stock, just know they finna shoot everybody that they don't intend to. So, of course, oh, what is this? Oh, oh, shit, am I getting shot?
Yeah, you are.
Ronald? But, so the guy ends up clapping up a lady.
Nice lady.
Who was pregnant with the future child.
Oh, lady.
And a couple of other people. And not the person he was intended on. And then it goes off. So, you know, it's going to be a part two to this.
Damn.
I give it a... I give it a 7 out of 10. It's worth the watch. Fly guy does his thing.
I give it a 6.
I'm interested to see the second part of it.
How it's going. You just got to stand in that little spot over there.
Conflicted. But not bad. It's worth the watch. Yeah, man. Honestly, low budget movies in 2021 are way better than low budget movies were in the 90s, bro. It, bro. These some good ass looking movies.
Yeah, I mean, they shot it with definitely a DSLR camera.
Like, they knew what they was doing, man. They did, yeah, it's just, like, they tried, you know. It can only get better from here. That's all I'm saying, bro.
Yeah, I can
only get better, bro.
And it wasn't terrible, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't terrible. It was like, it can only get better.
And Amazon has some really obscure, low-budget independent shit on there, too. It's another one, like GTV or something like that. Uh-huh. It's like a sketch comedy show done by Dune. Actually,
Snow in the Bluff.
It's on there.
I think Snow in the Bluff on there now. It used to be on Netflix.
Yeah, it used to be on Netflix.
Snow in the Bluff, bro. That was hell, boy.
That was my shit.
Putting people on that shit, they ain't know what they expect. Damn, that shit came out what? That was like 9 years ago. 9. Oh.
Yeah, Snow on the Bluff came out a long time ago.
Rice. 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 Rice.